I'm Lando Calrissian. Glad to make your acquaintance.
Welcome back to the Lando Calrissian Experience. I got a fucked up voice, so y'all going to have to deal with it.
We got you.
I may not talk as much.
We got you, bro.
I one listener that hates me, they'll probably appreciate it.
Yes.
We got a couple of questions, though, off the bat. We got some tweets. This one's from my man Ram Cam 89. He says, yo, y'all going to ever drop some t-shirts with that dope Lando Cal logo? I definitely would fuck with that. And then he continues his next tweet. He says, yo, I ain't gonna front. I kind of want to cop a picture of you and a black Simon Cowell with the Lando Cal logo on the back.
Damn.
Hey.
What kind of pose should I?
You gotta be behind the desk.
Like on American Idol.
With a t-shirt on.
Yeah.
With your nipples poking out. So we're gonna make sure the thermostat is down.
My nipples hard as fuck.
Hard as fuck.
Hell no.
You're gonna have a little gold Lando
Cal
over the top.
Dude, man. Like, y'all ain't shit making. Y'all got people talking about this black Simon Cowell shit. Y'all ain't shit.
Nigga, you the one who named the shit.
No, I didn't. Teddy did that shit.
He sure did.
No, I called him
the black Simon Cowell. Right, but not everybody else is doing that.
But he agreed with it. He was like, you know what? I think I am.
I'm the same, but now everybody keep on hitting me up on like Twitter and stuff. Like, yeah, man, I know you're going to hate this. I'm like, come on, man. Like,
that need to be your Twitter handle.
That need to be your Twitter handle. Black Simon Cowell. Yeah. Hey, we can hell to do a photo. Have Jules take that photo shoot, dog. You got to be a V-neck, too.
Yeah.
Oh, man, y'all ain't shit, man.
Hey, Blake. Hey, Simon.
Man. Oh, here we go. See?
BSC.
See? All right, first up, is it anybody get to see Kingsman yet?
I thought
he sold out. Nah, I didn't get to see it, man. I'm sorry, man.
Anybody else get to see it? Did anybody see that Jeff Jam 25?
I did.
The hell yeah.
I did, yeah.
Hey, that shit was good, man. Yeah, that reminds you a lot of shit, though. I ain't know that many motherfucking comics had died, though.
Yeah,
I didn't know that either. That was kind of awkward.
Like, it was like, it was,
yeah, when
at the end, in the memorandum, I was like, damn, it's like the Oscars one, shit. Like, it's going on and on.
Yeah, that's true.
Life, man.
You don't realize it, though.
Life shit happened in 25 years, man.
But that was and then you forget about something that comes. You saw him, you're like, oh, I remember, dude.
Yep.
No one, I ain't seen him on nothing else. Yep. Like, you know.
Hamburger.
That was real good, though, man. It was dope to see everybody together right there, man.
Yeah.
Man, that was a good look.
But I'll tell you what, everyone know what the highlight of the fucking show was.
With the Dave Chappelle.
Dave Chappelle and fucking DL. Yeah. He was going off script.
Yeah.
Yo.
One thing I didn't,
man.
My only gripe with it.
Uh-oh.
Oh, come on,
Simon. Well, welcome, Simon. What don't you like?
He's back.
I didn't like that they really didn't give props to Robin Harris, though.
You know what?
He's supposed to be the original host of, not Comedy Viewer, but Def Comedy Jam. When he died, and that's when Martin had it. I wish Martin would have said, somebody would have been like, yo, we wouldn't have been here if it weren't for Robin Harris. He was going to be the original host.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, respect. You right. You respect.
They ain't even do it on memorandum. They ain't do none of that. But I guess motherfuckers been giving Robin Harris props for years, maybe.
Yeah,
but I think they should have still mentioned it or something.
But the thing
especially
is,
because he was
originally hosted, but the thing is, he's still not a part of.
But he was supposed to be the original host.
Right,
like,
but
the idea was brought to him.
Right.
Like, he literally died right before they was going to start taping.
Right, but it's still. But that still doesn't make him a part of the legacy, though. You see, people weren't tuning in to watch Robin Harris. They attribute Robin Harris to a whole
started,
bunch.
Had he started, though, the first one? Yeah,
you know what? I don't know, man. Martin
so
was a good...
Is,
but you know what?
A great ass host, but so
Robin Harris
would have
been good. But the hip-hop aspect would not have been there as much. Robin Harris was...
He would have went old school.
Yeah, it'd have been old school. He'd been wearing a suit up there every time.
Martin was like 27 or 26, 27.
No, Martin was 23, 24.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, man.
Oh,
he was in the middle of hip. Like, these motherfuckers, like, when he's shouting out people, like, those people he'd be at the club with. Like,
I was
type
in college.
Martin was.
See, I thought he was a little bit older than me.
No. He was super young. You got
So the question is, does Martin's career pop as hard if he doesn't become the host?
No.
So he almost has to thank his career to Robin
Harris Dine. Yes.
Wow.
Because the show itself, the Martin series, was popping.
Yeah, right? But you got to think about everything.
But was it
jumped off
before that though?
No. He started because of that. He left Def Comedy Jam to do Martin.
That's his whole career, though. That's what I'm saying. Well, not his whole career.
No, but you got to think about it. Before that, he did that movie Talking Dirty at the Dark. Y'all, mm-hmm. I don't know if y'all remember that movie. That was Martin's first movie, and Do the Right Thing.
Do the Right Thing was his first movie.
Talking Dirty at the Dark is up in there too, though. Boomerang, he was already on Def Jam. But Martin, like, that's a good point though, man. Martin Lawrence got to actually show how he was hosting. He got to show his personality every week.
Yeah, he was clowning out
every week.
Though. That was the best,
forward to that too. And then he was so hip hop with it. Look at his outfits he had on, like the sweats with the black colleges on there,
and all the cross colors.
Yeah, and right. Robin Harris, I don't think would have been doing that.
He wouldn't have.
I think Robin Harris is
like our parents' age.
Yeah, it was definitely.
So that's the other thing that I wondered. Well, it's still kind
of. It wouldn't have been the same, though.
No. Would the draw have been the same, though?
No.
Like.
It would have been cool. I think it would have been cool, but I don't think it would have been the phenomenon it was if it wasn't for, like, Martin and being so much into hip hop. You got to think he was a house party. Like, house party itself, though, is hip hop. You know? He shot now. I don't even remember. Was it Joe Torre or somebody? And Onyx was there. And he was like, damn, that's Onyx? Y'all niggas like, y'all finna rob the motherfucker. Why y'all dressed like that?
Yeah. Well, I guess it's just weird. I just wonder because it's like, does the host have a... I mean, that's back in the day when everything was kind of mashed together. So it wasn't like... I guess it's still not like that now. You know what I mean? Like, you know how you have like the old school and then the new school now versus like then it was like...
Like one of our best friends, I think you could tell his comic hosting style is directly...
Directly
patented after. I'm not saying he got his own style,
but
you can tell Javon is heavily influenced with his. Not, I wouldn't say his stand up. I'm talking about his hosting. Mm. It's heavily influenced by Martin. You could tell.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He'd be like, oh dang. Because I remember when I first saw Javon, man. Shout out to Javon, man.
I went to
see him at Gia DiMano's or something in Chicago. I happened to be in Chicago. He was performing. It was more comics than it was people in the crowd. It was a pizzeria they turned into a comedy club at night.
Mm.
So Javon was just kind of starting, and I think he had ran out of shit to talk about. So he started talking about me. He was like, we got some celebrities in the house, man. I got my boy Mos Def sitting in the front, and that's where the whole I'm Not Mos Def came from. Was that he was like, yeah, man, we got celebrities and stuff. And then he had this one joke. I told him he should bring it back. He talks about... his boy has so many roaches. One of them was sitting in his car smoking a cigarette when he came by. He's like, Terry ain't here, man. Like, he's like, that fool sitting on. He said he was sitting on his car smoking a cigarette. He said he won't never bring that one back. He said he thought it was corny, but I thought Def Jam was good. Was there any other omissions y'all thought? Chris Tucker being there was interesting.
Well, it's weird because it's.
My wife asked why Eddie wasn't there. I said Eddie was before it.
Yeah, he was. Yeah.
And Eddie was on some other shit at that time.
Right. He was coming off of Boomerang when that even started.
Yeah, but I said, but on top of that, Eddie hardly ever come out in general, period. So if you ain't honoring him or like Red Fox or Richard Pryor or somebody like.
Right. He ain't really going.
The difference was to bring artists that didn't have that platform.
Eddie was good.
Did two major.
No, because Eddie had Def SNL. He had SNL. Yeah. So he was good.
I guess it's just weird because it's like they were paying homage to it, but there wasn't really a lot of comedy though. When you think about it,
what do you mean in that show?
Yeah,
no, it was more of like a thing. Like
I said, it was just paying homage. Like, so that's why I thought it was like,
yeah, it wasn't definitely no comedy.
No, it's more like an honor ceremony more than anything.
Yeah, right. I thought it should.
But that's why Dave Chappelle stuff was the highlight of the program.
Yeah. Because they went off script
because nobody had a chance to really. You know.
Everybody else was following the rules.
Well, except for what's his face? Joe Torre and
Mike Epps.
Mike Epps. But they both joning cats, so it was perfect for them two to be together because they both are great joning.
But somebody told me that they were like, Joe Torre looked like he didn't really want to have it, though. Like, you could tell.
With Mike Epps?
Yeah.
It looked like a few of them didn't want to have it. Because
Joe Torre was like, nah, man, we ain't got to do each other. We can get niggas in the crowd.
Right. Like, don't hit me, hit them. They both joners, though. Like,
that's what I was expecting.
Torre and Mike Epps, they top 10 joners. I would say the best joner of all time is D.L. Hughley by far. Like, on crowd, he's the best of all time. His comedy show is even—he's even better. He's better even.
I know in the beginning when he first started off, he used to.
But that's what I'm talking about. He's changed his comedy to more political. But I'm talking about pound for
pretty fucking high up there, dog.
No, but DL pound for pound would get cats. Like pound for pound, DL Hughley is the best Joner. Maybe it's out from some random dude you know in your neighborhood or something.
They say what's his name was like that. Who? What's not Bruce? What's the other nigga from here?
LaVell Crawford.
Yeah. They say LaVell Crawford's like ridiculous.
Oh, no, he'll eat your ass alive.
They said like outside of you should, and be able to talk about him being fat, they was like when you run out of fat stuff, he just.
He got you.
It's all day.
He said he got you.
He said he can do a whole sitcom worth of material on your ass.
Can't remember, man. St. Louis got some. Oh, we got some of the best.
We got some of the best. Top three Jonas cities, St. Louis. Actually, I would say us. St. Louis or Chicago, definitely.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
L.A., New York. L.A., New York. Like, those are maybe Detroit.
Not I might Atlanta? Think.
No, because nobody's from Atlanta. You gotta think. And then the cast is from Atlanta. They not known for they Jonin like that. They not from Atlanta.
Young DC ain't from Atlanta?
He from like Savannah, Georgia or something. I mean, okay. But I'm saying, then you're gonna say the whole state of Georgia then.
But then
if you're gonna say the whole state of Missouri, you're gonna throw Eddie Griffin in there.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Oh, yeah, you can't. From KC?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
So I'm saying if you want to put the whole states in there, then, you know.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, St. Louis got some good Joners, man.
Because we a hard crowd to please, and we know exactly. We were a fucking hard crowd to please. So, you know, it is what it is. We a hard. I mean, really, if you can, as a comedian, if you can go ahead and
look,
shit
show
in
me,
St. Louis,
we a show
you
for real.
You really good anywhere.
Like, I don't know if y'all know the story about behind Bernie Mac with that. I ain't scared of you, motherfuckers. He came up with that at the last minute. He said he was booing people and booing cats and throwing shit. So he made it off the cuff. I ain't scared of y'all because these motherfuckers was really trying to like scare people booing and stuff. Because there
was
on Def Comedy Jam.
Yeah, he was
when he came out. The first thing he came out was like,
person?
"I ain't scared of you motherfuckers." Like he was dead serious.
They jumped it, but
yeah, no, I'm telling you the behind the story of that.
I remember that, but I don't remember them booing anybody before. Yeah.
You didn't see it. They record a whole bunch of people. A lot of people you don't see that got booed and stuff on Def Jam. They may have six comments go up one night. They may have an hour 15. They don't have you there for a half an hour. Like if you notice, you go back and look, there's been the same people in the crowd for maybe two episodes. They was booing and throwing stuff at other people. And Bernie Mac said he was just like they was booing and like pointing at him, getting ready to come out. And he was like, he came out like, "I ain't scared of y'all motherfuckers." He was like, he was for real. Like, "I ain't scared." That's what he said. "I ain't scared of none of y'all motherfuckers. Like, y'all ain't gonna scare me. I'm coming for y'all." But I felt some type of way about Steve Harvey coming up there showing so much love to Bernie. I always do, though, even since all that.
Why?
Because he hated on Bernie. Remember? Him and Bernie weren't cool when he died.
Cool.
Him and Bernie Mac was not friends when he died.
Really?
He hated on him. Oh, wow. He tried to get the role in Ocean's 11 and hated on Bernie. That's a true story.
Wow.
Hated on Bernie Mac saying, no, because he wanted the role. They was not cool, dog, when he died. They were not cool. Yeah, even at his funeral, it's not like he was crying emotionally. And my wife always be like, "Well, people sometimes get more remorseful after somebody died." And like, no, like Dan, I was petty. We was fighting over that shit, not fucked up. But I don't know. I feel still some type of way about it. Like, dude, Bernie wasn't fucking with you when he died.
Wow. You deserve to cry.
Yeah, yeah. But did everybody get the chance to check out Star Trek Discovery yet?
I heard it was good. I haven't seen it.
Hey, that motherfucker good.
You watched it?
I watched this. I watched an episode and a half so far.
Ooh.
Like, they jump right in. They jump right in.
Oh, it's not playing.
It's good.
No. I'm talking about in it. You in it. Right on the Klingons. And they ain't talking English at all. You got to watch them subtitles, Jack. Oh. So make sure you get a good bootleg. Because I didn't have a good bootleg the first time. I was like, man, what? I missed like 5 minutes of the show because they was... CBS.
Okay.
But
I was just trying to think.
No, they went all access. CBS got the all access thing. We don't talk about it in a minute. We'll actually talk about it now. They make you trying to make you pay $6 a month for they like Netflix thing for CBS.
That's dope though.
But it's only one show I'm gonna be watching.
No, they got a few though.
What else CBS
be
got?
A diehard dog, I guess. I'm not. No,
I'm just saying, unless you're 60 years old, you ain't going
to network TV fan.
And a 60 year old ain't getting CBS All Access. They don't even know it exists.
$3 if they give me the month of. But you know what though? Yeah, because that's a whole.
And it's still got commercials with the $6.
I already paid.
And the commercial for commercial free is $10.
Oh, it's six.
Six with commercials, $10. Commercial free.
Now five.
I'll stick with my Netflix. Thank you very
much. No. And the gangster part is. You get the little free month trial, right? So they trying to strip people up. They taking a hiatus in November. They coming back in 2 months in January with the second part.
That's why you get it. That's why you wait all the way. You wait till the second.
No,
part
you
stuff.
Just go to putlocker.com. I didn't say that.
This nigga.
But anyway, they do have different forms though.
Yeah,
like Vudu and all that. You can buy for the pay for the F Prime.
Yeah, but I don't know. No CBS Access. No CBS. But the crazy part is international Netflix has it on their Netflix right now. Like if you in not in the US.
What you talking about?
Like Netflix International has Star Trek Discovery on there.
Well, time to give me a VPN.
I think that's what somebody did to get it. But the first one I had, they had no subtitles for the first.
So
I'm like,
you
yo,
international then.
You have to get like a VPN to go ahead and have them read like overseas. Like
basically, the only part is messed up. The part is there's some stuff here though. They don't get on that side. You might mess up your shit.
Like,
you be like Ozark. That ain't on mine.
All right.
They got Les de la Mayonne on there. Like you be like, why is it all French shit on my thing? When this dude look like Pepe Le Pew and shit on the main page.
Man.
You got all that in Star Trek Discovery.
It's all based off your
Star
IP address.
Star Trek Discovery.
Man. It's all based off your IP address.
Go get that fire stick, bro.
But no. So the first 5 minutes, I'm watching. Like, dude, I know they ain't. I know Klingon supposed to be a language you can learn in schools, but I think I'm on some Teddy shit. Where he was on Game of Thrones, they had no subtitles.
Yeah, he was just like,
and I was like,
it out via context.
I was like, no, not on this because they're like having heavy dialogue. Like 5 minutes, the first 5 minutes, heavy dialogue. Literally, the first 5 minutes is just you saw, right?
Yeah,
the first five minutes is Klingon's talking before the credits even start about how they finna take over shit.
Right.
And I was like, what are they doing? Are they mad? Are they happy? Because you know they should be. And you'd be like,
this is like spaced off Ranky, nigga.
Yes. 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 So I had to go back and get the better version, man. But it's good, man. That's Star Trek Discovery, man. And they took a lot of the technology you could tell from the movies. Like the way it looks. Like the movie. Even though it's set in between. For all my Trekkies, y'all know it. Star Trek Enterprise, the first that season they had, that one with Scott Bakula, is the when they first get in contact with the Vulcans, like the very beginning of Starfleet. Uh-huh. And it's in between that and Captain Kirk.
Oh. Okay.
So it's set 50 years before Captain Kirk is a captain.
Ah, oh,
okay.
So it's like basically when they thing they say, yeah, nobody's had contact with the Klingons for 100 years. This before the Klingons actually became like a full collected that we see in the future where they all kind of under one guard.
They were
all like 24 different tribes. And one dude is trying to bring them all together.
So unify them, basically.
Yep, unifying them. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. But it's good, man. Dude, I tell you, dude, man, CBS is fucking up with not putting this on regular TV because they could get all kind of ad money, man. It was on regular TV. I think the first two episodes are on regular TV. But, I mean, it's not re-showing. You got to go to CBS Access if you want to get it.
No, I'm talking about. When you say regular TV, it's not actually showing.
No, at all. Like, the first two episodes are going to be on regular CBS, and then the rest you have to get CBS Access.
Wow.
Fasted.
That's what I'm saying, man. Yeah. Like, I think they're making a tragic mistake,
That's
man.
Horrible.
Tragic mistake.
You better off use a Hulu, man.
I thought you were saying, like, if you miss it on TV.
You can't get it after these first two episodes.
Oh, that's whack.
Be on Hulu?
I mean, so I'm just saying, you better off using something like Hulu because
I don't even know if they're going to let you know. CBS is going to knock that down.
I know. I'm just saying they will be better off using something like Hulu.
Like pushing it through
yeah,
Hulu.
Yeah, because Hulu is made for network television. So it's Netflix for network television. So why the fuck would you not?
If they call it The Collective, it'd be CBS, NBC, Fox, CW.
Nick, you might as well get Hulu.
Hulu's trash, though.
No,
I canceled my Hulu after a while.
How long ago was this, though?
Because now the truth is that there's a lot of shows. We was like, yo, we need to watch these shows. So in the midst of us deading cable, we went the Hulu route, the Netflix. We already had the Netflix, but we went the Hulu route to catch all episodes. And the way they gas you up is like, it's coming on the day after. No way.
You get a couple of days.
You got to wait 3-4 episodes. Then they send it, and then they put that out, depending on what show it is. So
they put in a bundle of 4 episodes and rolling.
Yeah, it was something like in a bundle of 4 or 5 or something before you even. And then the stuff that was old, I was like, oh, come on, I might as well chuck it. So after a while, we chucked it. It was a waste of money, I think. To me, I felt like it's not worth it. So I don't know. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's easy to get the free trials, though.
Oh, yeah. You can get the free trial, but then it's kind of like a high blow. Because right now, when you look at Netflix got it on point. Because
they can put them on airplanes, too. They could put
Flash
them on airplanes.
Flash came on.
They put Netflix on airplanes?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, on airplanes?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they put it on airplanes?
They're starting to, yeah.
Look.
So, wait, You gotta sign in Netflix.
You sign your regular password.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. When you're on Netflix.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of dope. Nigga, Netflix won.
Yeah. But look, no, the thing with Netflix, when this is how we did it. We didn't watch Flash, well, the whole second half
of season
of the season. But do you know Flash ended? Netflix picked it, put it right out.
As soon as it was over.
Flash, Supergirl, Arrow. Everything. So that's how we watched it over the summer.
I still ain't even caught up with fucking DC Heroes and shit.
Yeah, and a lot of that's on Netflix.
A lot of Legends of Tomorrow?
Legends of Tomorrow?
Oh, yeah. I've been gone.
I've been trying, man. That's the only one we ain't finished. And I'm like this.
Somebody got to catch up to that motherfucker.
I'm out of here, man. I'm
It looks like I'm going to have to be the one to try to watch some shit.
Yeah, I'm not fucking with no Legends of Tomorrow.
How far are you in?
It's not
that bad. I'm just saying, I'm going to have to know. I'm going to go ahead and just watch it. Like, I'm just going to have to just sit through it.
You got to take one for the team.
Yeah.
I mean, I made it through like 3/4 of the first season.
I can go ahead and binge through that shit. I'm pretty good at that.
Has anybody checked out Inhumans yet? This guy, like, what, 4% you said or something? Like
4% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Some people said in our group that is. And please, if you go to Marvel vs. DC on Facebook, you can be in our group.
This is how you know this is legitimate, though. Because JB, the Oracle, is actually the ones who said power through.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Yeah.
So, if you're saying...
Have you watched it yet, James?
I have not.
Oh, okay. I haven't watched it.
I thought you were saying, like, power through.
I have not. Because I'm skeptical now. I'm like, is it really that fucking bad? So, I'm like...
That's why I need to know about Kingsman. I need to know, was it that bad or good or what?
It dropped off a lot.
Oh yeah, I can find that out. No problem.
It's the thing about Inhumans is y'all know who the showrunner is for that.
Sticky Papers?
Iron Fist. Yeah.
Same dude that did Iron Fist.
Yes, I know, right?
All right.
Yo, they said that Defenders was the least watched.
Yeah, I was in that. Yeah.
Wow.
That's because Iron Fist.
Iron Fist left a bad Iron Fist.
Hey, you know where they fucked up,
Punisher
finna
come back, though.
Yeah.
Punisher finna bring them back, though.
Punisher's gonna bring them back. You know what the fuck? They probably should have dropped Iron Fist first.
Nah, they should have chucked that out the window and started fresh. Because even Netflix.
No.
They rushed to get more time to bring them back.
If you would have put Iron Fist first, it could have been that.
Nah, we would have had a bad taste in our mouth.
Not really, though. Because you're only like that because of comparatively.
I see what he's saying. Yeah. He's saying because you didn't get to see all the dope stuff in Daredevil and Jessica Jones.
Daredevil and Daredevil. You wouldn't be like, damn, this is trash. You'd be like, all right, it's cool. It could have been better. You could have put Luke Cage now. I was like, oh, yeah.
Because you saw the potential already.
I'm going to tell you why, though, they needed to start off the way they did. Because you know the route they're going with. Iron Fist just brings another viewer age or whatever in. Because it's a little soft versus what we went through with Daredevil and Luke Cage. You know what I'm saying? And Jessica Jones, especially. It's the soft out all of them. So it's not...
Well...
You know, the tone came hard for it to be a Netflix series, man, under Daredevil.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying. But I'm looking at it like... If you would have started with Iron Fist, A, you would have...
There's nothing you can say about that. That's over.
No, I'm just saying, if Iron Fist is a must and you have to do it, maybe they did it the right way. They were like, all right, we're going to wet their whistle with Daredevil, you know, and then we'll drop Iron Fist later. But I'm looking at it like, you would have started Iron Fist, you would have had the people who recognize, like, oh, shit. You know what I'm saying? And then little by little, you start dropping people that people actually fucking recognize.
Nah, we would have accepted that.
Luke
Look
Cage
how many people
whatever.
Don't watch S.H.I.E.L.D. because of the way it started off and made us go, ugh, I ain't finished. I never even went in.
Yeah, but that's different, though. Like, I don't know... Honestly, for where S.H.I.E.L.D. is now, I don't know if you could have started it off any other way. Mm. Like, you almost had to get that shit out of the way first so you can get... Because, though it was slow and kind of, you know, cheesy in the beginning, and that laid the foundation for it to get hard. You're like, shit.
And look at Supergirl. They almost got chucked until CW snatched that up, though.
It's the same
It shouldn't
thing.
Have been on CBS in the first place, though.
It shouldn't have never went to CBS. Yeah. But a lot of shows out on all those networks that not...
And then also, you know, just to piggyback what Ted talking about, you also got to remember how the way it actually tied in with the actual movies and shit like that. They actually made the shit tie in so that way it's like...
S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Yeah. It's like S.H.I.E.L.D., like, it's a moment, like, I forgot off the top of my head, but basically, it's a moment in Agent Shield that ties in like literally directly in Winter Soldier.
It's right after
like
Winter Soldier.
Yeah. Like right before
it was Winter Soldier.
Yep, Winter Soldier ties directly into Winter Soldier.
Yeah. Wait, is Winter Soldier after Avengers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It ties
Agent,
right in after that.
Because
not out of Winter Soldier. No, it ties in before Winter Soldier.
No, right. Like no,
it ties in right after Avengers.
So when Shield was done, the episode that aired was right after. Was it Winter Soldier? Yeah. It was right after. So it was like
no, but then it had time right before Winter Soldier.
Had time. The beginning of Shield kicks off with them bringing Coulson back to life. Mm-hmm. They're trying to understand how Coulson came back. That's the whole beginning of S.H.I.E.L.D. So, I mean, that makes sense. You know what I'm saying?
No, then their tie-ins actually work. So it was like, okay, cool. But yeah, it's, you know, I guess, like I said, with Iron Fist, like someone like Defenders, like Iron Fist, like keep saying, left a bad taste in people's mouths. It's like I told you, like, say, after the first episode, I almost shook the whole series out. Like, it was just one scene I was like, nope. I'm like, when he flipped over that truck, I was like,
it took me mad long to finish it, too, though. So, right.
No.
I ain't even mad at you, man. Like, it's hard.
Simon Cowell rubbing up on you, man.
No, I mean, it's just the truth, man. I mean,
but you didn't even finish Iron Fist, did you?
Because I was expecting to see, like, some Scott Atkins level fighting, my nigga. That's why
But the only reason why you expected that was because of Daredevil.
And that's the sad part I would say about it. It's like, there's no way possible. It's not shit on Daredevil because Daredevil dude got hands, but... Nigga, you supposed to be the martial arts nigga of Marvel. How the fuck is your shit? How your choreography, your fight choreography suck? Daredevil is smashing you. Like, there's no way. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know, man.
All right, let's go and get on news. I'm going to get the first to give a RIP to Bernie Casey. Rest in peace, man. If anybody remembers him, Slade from I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker. He played the president of Lambda and Revenge of the Nerds. Mm. He was Trucker. He was Trucker Johnson too. He also was in Franken Nigga. I was like Franken Negro or something like that. It was basically Black Frankenstein.
I'm pretty sure it's Nigga.
Might be Franken Nigga though.
I almost guaranteed.
Might be Franken Nigga. Let me go to Bernie Casey's. It's something like that.
Was he a Cornbread Earl with me? Oh, no.
No.
He was in a bunch of stuff, though.
He was a football player. Dude was just a, you know, great actor, one of those great black actors we had at the beginning of the game.
Like 78, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. So he was in Brian's Song. He played in Brian's Song, too.
Okay.
He was in Cornbread Earl and Me. He was Officer Atkins.
I thought so. Okay. Yeah.
The movie is not Franken Nigga at all. We was all messed up. It's Dr. Black, Mr. Hyde.
That's a damn shame.
It's the 70s, man.
That's a goddamn shame. Yeah, ain't called this shit a whole damn.
Look, Blackula kicked off. They was like, everything finna be black, whatever it is.
Blackula.
No, what I'm saying? They start doing like, they did like a Black Frankenstein. Everything.
I know, nigga. Had a Blackula. They had a Black Frankenstein.
They had a Black Mummy.
They had a Black Mummy.
You had a Black Mummy.
Blummy?
I don't even know what that. I mean, I know they did.
Blummy?
That's right. He was in Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, too.
He was.
He was one of Was he one of the dudes, the futuristic like leaders?
I think so.
Like the council.
Mm. Oh yeah.
He was the black dude in the council.
Motherfucking Casey.
He was in all the Revenge of the Nerds.
Sure was.
He was a good one of those black actors that paid away for a lot of cats, man. Rest in peace to Bernie Casey.
Rest in peace.
All right, next up. They really are maybe doing a Family Matters reunion. I want our credit. I want our credit for it.
That's why I tagged that. That's why I sent that.
No, I saw it that morning early, and I watched that whole 30-minute thing. I was like, "Where's Judy at?" And I was like, "See
the pertinent question."
Yeah, I was like, "The heroin addict thing. It seemed like it might be able to work."
And then
holla at me, y'all.
And Steve,
y'all go back and listen to the episode.
Steve done fucked around. He drunk the permanent. That boss ass nigga. forever Stefano Carroll now. Shit.
Hey, man, but hey, no disrespect or nothing.
I don't know if you can start it out that way.
Yo, and I knew this beforehand, but Lauren fell off, man. I saw her on Wife Swapped up before that, and I was like, that ain't my Laura Winslow.
You hella disrespectful. Come on. You hella disrespectful.
Black icon.
Oh man, I ain't shit, man. I ain't shit.
You know?
But I said I was thinking, man. I was like, that ain't my Laura Winslow.
Yeah, you definitely.
I had a crush on Laura Winslow as a kid.
Yeah, she was fucking 19, nigga. Like, she's like mid-40s.
She ain't that much older than us.
No, she's not older than me.
No, she's like maybe 39, dog. That's what means. She's 39. Look up. Jaleel older. White is only like 2 or 3 years older than us.
Right, but she was like 2 years older than him.
No.
How old are you, Jeff? 41.
She's 41?
41.
Dude, that ain't that far older than us.
Yeah. That's 4 years older. What do you mean?
That don't mean she can't have fell off.
What do you mean? Yes, it does.
You can't fall off.
19 to 41?
Oh, no. I'm talking about when I saw her on Wife Swap. That was like 4 years ago.
Was she your Laura Winslow?
She's on Wife Swap with it wasn't Angie Stone. CeCe Peniston.
Was she your Laura Winslow then?
No, she was married with her. She was like a regular housewife.
No, I'm saying was she still
right then?
Your Laura Winslow.
She didn't look good then. Though.
Okay,
she had fell off. I'm saying it was already. This is not new.
But you're comparing her to 19 year old Laura Winslow.
No, I got
you.
You
at 36.
But no, she still
look horrible at 36.
No. She looked good on when she was an adult on Girlfriends when she played the one dude's girlfriend.
That was like 10 years plus.
But, right. But she was in her 30s then.
Like,
yeah, but that was a young.
That's
you know.
What I'm saying. Like a decade later.
So, but look, you're saying at 36 she fell off.
She was already fell off, yeah.
Damn.
I don't know. We are talking to Black Simon Cowell, though.
Yeah, no, but black don't crack, man. So it's something else going on.
But you gotta remember this man.
Dude,
though,
did she not look young?
But you gotta remember he like 90s black everything though. So he knows. You gotta remember that. So he knows. Yeah. You know, you might have to take that opinion on it. He is real versed in 90s black everything.
But that, I know everything 90s black.
If it's 90s of black, Daryl is well versed.
Now 2004.
This nigga is the oracle of 90s black shit. He really is.
I'm just saying, man. But everybody looked good though. But it was interesting. They didn't. Did y'all see the Jamie Foxworth Judy's response? That she didn't get, wasn't there.
No.
Yeah. So Waldo told her that, hey, man, did they all call you about? You know. Yeah. She said that because I guess they still cool or whatever. Right. He called her like, hey, 2 days from now.
Did you get the email?
Right, I didn't see you in. I know it's Crave 99.
Hey, or you,
hey,
or
man, only some people gonna get that.
You shitty. You shitty. People gonna get that. He probably hit up. He was like, hey, what time we supposed to be in the food? What time we supposed to be in the photo shoot on Friday? Photo shoot. Yeah, you know the one that we supposed to do for the reunion. What you talking about? You ain't get the memo.
Is yours later?
The photo shoot for Family Matters.
But I will say, I didn't know that Family Matters originally had that other girl playing her though. Did you watch the little vignette?
Mm-mm.
That was one 90s thing I did not know. It was another girl. Judy replaced another girl.
I think I remember that.
Yeah, it was only in the pot. Like she only did one
she
girl
was
did the pot.
Like, yeah, but like for like two episodes.
So I'm like, well, Judy, you replaced somebody else. You should have noticed how this go down.
They just probably don't want to bring no. You can't be like bring a porn star back and be like.
And she was on a Celebrity Rehab too.
For real?
Yeah, for smoking too much weed, which I don't know how that's possible. But,
who?
Crave.
He gonna cut me.
You ain't shit, Daryl. Damn.
Crave.
Simon.
Oh, yeah, Simon. I watched it. Of course I did.
Simon.
Yes. I did watch it, though.
He was like, I had to grab my dick one time for the 90s.
No, I didn't do that. No, I didn't do that.
I had to grab my dick for the 90s.
No, not for that.
I
think.
I had to pay homage to.
I ain't gonna tell. I ain't gonna tell the scene she was in. I ain't gonna go that crazy.
Grab his dick for the 90s.
I grabbed my dick for the 90s, baby.
That's the part. That's the name of the episode. y'all
think they could do? I mean, we talked about it before. Family Matters can do like Full House did on Netflix. I think that shit would pop.
It could.
Why not? Full House did that shit. They on their third season.
You know what? But you gotta get the dude who sung the theme song to go ahead and come back though. So. That's what I sound, dog.
Hey, that was somebody's uncle. He was like, yo, I'm up against the clock here, man.
That nigga sung
these lyrics. That nigga sung.
He sung all. He sung.
When you in a blues band
here,
back
dog.
In the day? Yes, I was.
That's one of them hard rock ballads.
All right, next up, Jennifer Lawrence says she's taking a break from acting for 2 years.
cool. No one gives a shit. Next.
Yeah. Did y'all, I heard that's Mother got bad reviews.
The movie was trash.
Yeah, but I heard Mother was bad too, supposedly.
I heard that's like a cult. It's like a cult.
It's going to be on some cult shit?
Yeah.
Aronofsky is on some weird shit in general as a director.
He's always been on some weird shit.
Dude. I mean, Requiem of a Dream, fucking crazy. The ass cheek scene. The jail ass cheek scene with the ass to ass scene.
What? I don't even remember. See,
You don't remember Requiem of a Dream?
I do. I think I fell asleep.
With Marlon in there.
I remember him and the motherfucking refrigerator scene. Yeah. And, but I don't know if I even paid
it. Google it. Ass to ass cheeks. It pops right up on
Why don't you just tell me?
I mean, it was a jail scene. Ass to ass, like they were trying to like stay not getting raped. Ass to ass.
Was they fighting? Was
it no, like we gonna be alright, like ass to ass. No, like if you was like you gonna cover me, like kind of like how people right. do, yeah.
But I don't understand. Were they surrounded by like?
No, they was just like we was gonna cover each other ass type thing. Ass to ass.
Is it just, am I the only one that understands?
Look at Jenny.
Ass like butt cheek to butt cheek.
I know that, but I'm saying like in what reference?
Look at
like,
Jenny, it's jail, just, okay?
Like, are they it's in jail. The same cell? Like,
jail, nigga, come jail. On, you know what happens to jail.
I know, but that's what, are they surrounded by convicts?
You know what happens to jail?
That's what I said, are they surrounded by convicts? Like
yes, everybody's a convict in
that's
jail.
That's what I just said, is it double dragon? Are they like, all right, nigga, back up ass to ass.
Nigga, everybody trying to bust a leg.
But that's what
I'm, the fuck?
Everybody's sleeping. It ain't 17 niggas in the cell, nigga. Did the cell open up?
Nigga, I watched it. Hey, look.
Like, them niggas are sleeping.
Nigga, you see eyes? Nigga, you see eyes?
Stop watching eyes because of that.
Because he made his eyes significant. Like, he's like they just. Like, they
eyes depress
like,
me so.
Like, this nigga was butt naked with dick like, all right. And somebody called it out. Somebody was like, ass to ass. You know how they do it? Like, when a fight finna break out and a nigga goes back to back and then all everybody like put their backs up. So did somebody call out ass to ass in the jail?
That'd be kind of gangster if it did happen like that.
Ass.
But do y'all think Jennifer Lawrence is oversaturated right now? You think I'm taking this break is going to help?
It's calmed down.
Yeah, she way
the movie Passengers threw her game off a little bit.
Mm.
So that's cool. You know,
because she wasn't Mystique, she couldn't transform herself.
And that was whack.
That's whack.
She wanted to look regular, but this character, you gotta look.
That was in her contract that she couldn't. That she would have to be herself mostly.
Nah.
I mean, shit. I wonder how many hours it takes to put that shit on, though. Like, you gotta think about
that's
it.
That's a lot of hours.
You didn't make up. Pay for it, though. You didn't make up for 7 hours.
Yeah. Or no. That's probably CGI. They probably got the suit on her, and then they just put the thing on top of her.
Nah, it's painted. You can tell it looked whack. It looked whack.
You said it looked whack.
It looked whack, man. You can tell, though. It wasn't just, you know.
All right, next up. DC says they're stepping away from the expanded universe.
It is what it is, T.
Explain that for the people to understand that, because I didn't read into it.
Basically, they just like, we fucked up.
Don't let Daryl.
No, I'm giving y'all layman's terms.
Hey, Oracle, can you tell? Because Daryl's going to sit that shit with a bias. He was like, we ain't shit, apparently.
Yeah. No, that's
we don't know what the fuck we doing.
I mean, Jeff Johns is like, I ain't even want to do none of this shit that he's talking about doing. I got a different vision. And he's like, we fucked up before I got here. It's like the dude
this is what I'm going to say.
It's like having a file cabinet and they all out of order, like out of alphabetical order. And you like the new kid speaking. And you was like, hey, man, I ain't do this.
Look, I'm going to say this. It's part DC fault and part Warner Brothers fault and part of the fans fault.
But DC is Warner Brothers, so it's the same thing.
You know, I'm going to say part Warner Brothers, DC is entertainment, and part of the fans fault. I'm going to say why. We already know Warner Brothers fucked up at. We know that. We know they should have done certain things with editing and things of that nature where they fucked up on or not try to cut certain shit out or add certain shit in. You know, certain things like that or just half story-wise or rush through shit, all that bullshit. We know about that. I'm going to talk about the fans right now. The reason why I'm saying it's part of the fans part of this shit because motherfuckers don't know what to expect, don't know what they want to be happy with. They want everything to be kind of sort of the same. And I say this because of what I read and what I talked about with the different people.
Speak
like,
on it, bro.
Like, for example, Superman. Superman, the kind of character he is, people say, oh, he's boring. Because if he's the Boy Scout, like how motherfuckers expect him to be, for example, then he's boring, he's lame, he's too goody two shoes. But let him snap Zod's neck and just going off of instinct and fighting the shit out of everybody. And we're like, nah, man, that's too rough. He shouldn't be killing people. He shouldn't be doing all that. He shouldn't be all this rough. He should not give a fuck. I'm like, so what do y'all want? Do you want him to be edgy? or do you want him to be Goody Two Shoes? You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like, and I think because of the extreme criticisms on to an extent, you know, that's when Warner Brothers said, okay, we want to try to take the edge in this kind of dark part out and want to try to make it lighter, more, you know, I guess more kind of hip in how Marvel kind of started to move towards it. But they still want to keep their edge because they're DC. And what fucked them up is them trying to kind of keep up with the Joneses on what Marvel did. And they shouldn't have did that. They should take their time and did what they needed to do. But they did all that jumping and shit because of the fans' reception to the shit.
Well,
and so it's kind of like,
I mean, I think,
you know, it's, I don't know, man. It's
the
like,
article, I mean, the article said, I mean, they're not stepping away totally. There's other films that are going to be rolling in the universe that they created, but it's so, like, honestly, this is probably the best thing for them.
It really is at this point, standalone.
Just so they can stop trying to fucking, you know,
keep up.
Ride the wave and, mm-hmm. you know, try to keep up with Marvel and, you know, like Daryl said, you know. Marvel's like, yeah, we're doing Thor 7. They were like, oh, yeah, we're doing Son of Kryptonite.
You know, like, Son of Kryptonite.
What the fuck are you talking about? Like, you just do you.
You take your time. So take your time, do you. Like I said a long time ago, DC is self-contained as fuck. A lot of that shit is self-contained. So it's like, you are better off doing what kind of like what the animations do, which is standalone shit.
You know? I mean, they could do... I mean, they've already proven that they can do... But, you know, I still think that they could do a universe. I think their planning is just, you know, they're just trying to do too much too fast.
Keep up with the Joneses, yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, they're just doing too much to try to compete instead of just worry about making good stories. Because, nigga, you can come out with any sort of Superman. You know, you can call the motherfucking, you know, you can inject Superman's blood into a dog and call it Superdog. Niggas are going to see that shit just because it's fucking Superman.
Right.
So, worrying about losing fan base and all the rest of that stuff is not... It shouldn't even be an issue.
Yeah. And that's what I'm saying, you know, and not, you know, fans not trying to, you know, take, you know, at least take a chance with the shit. You know, being hard, Daryl. Trying to be...
Come on.
You know, now give certain things a chance, you know, trying to see where it's going to go or not. Just kind of me just brushing it off and say, no... Fuck this. It's not right. Nope. It was like, okay, give it a shot. See where it's going to lead. Now, a certain shit like Suicide Squad, understandable. Under-fucking-standable. Shit like Batman vs. Superman, you know how I feel about it. I think they should put the extended version out first. That's me personally.
Correct.
Man vs. Man of Steel, that's my shit. Wonder Woman, I fuck with it. So... It's kind of like, you know, I find different things that people don't, or people that, you know, or like-minded can agree with me on certain things. I don't expect everyone to like the same thing, but I also do know everyone want to be a fucking hard-ass critic and even at the same time want to kind of jump on the bandwagon of, you know, just hating shit. You know what I'm saying? Just because it's the cool thing to do. It was like, y'all niggas ain't shit. Y'all just really just riding a dumbass wave just to be narcissistic for what? I mean, there ain't really no reason for that. But, I mean, don't get me wrong. It's valid arguments and valid criticisms there. Don't get me wrong. But, you know, just like anything else, man, everyone's got his flaws. I mean, even MCU got his flaws on certain shit. Like, for me, like, and I got to agree to an extent with Jules. You know, when he say the shit do be kind of kiddie. You know, kind of over top. Not all of it. Clearly not all of it. But some stuff, you're like, I'm expecting to see a little bit more grit with this, but... I'll take it.
The good thing with them is that they do give us, they gave us that for the most part on Netflix.
Right.
I mean, Incredible Hulk was definitely just a different tone than what they pushed after. Winter Soldier was just a best of both worlds.
Right. That was like the perfect mix.
That was the perfect mix right there. I think with the Guardians of the Galaxy is good, but Thor Ragnarok going that route too, to me, I think that's too much. You know what I mean? Kind of in a sense. But
it's Disney, man.
I don't knock the hustle. You just gotta do what you gotta do. But as long as they're giving us an option, which is for me, Netflix gives me that that option to go darker. You know what I mean?
Right. And that's why I have been a fan of DC stuff, because I've been a fan of Superman. Superman been my favorite superhero since I was a little boy, like Tyler. So I grew up with the Superman through all that Goody Two Shoes, Kitty Boy Scout shit. So I'm seeing shit like Man of Steel. I'm like. That's I'm like, I fuck with this. Yeah. So, you know, that's what kind of where I always was with the snare. I don't expect, like I said, I don't expect everyone to like the same thing. I like or have the same feelings. Yeah, I don't.
I was on Man of Steel. I thought that was perfect. But, you know, I get it. A lot of people don't want to let go of, you know, the Christopher Reed. And then when you do it, I think it was a
nostalgia.
Problem.
With,
nostalgia. But, you know, you got to have some type of balance where you can have both.
And Christopher Reeves is a motherfucking man, but Henry Cavill, I mean...
Man of Steel just totally different.
I mean, for real. I mean, it's really one probably the best depiction of Superman, and probably, as of now, the strongest version, most powerful version of Superman we've seen. Hands down, to be honest with you, if you're really trying to trip off of it...
I don't know. I was reading something earlier on Ben Affleck or something that he stated or something that it was Zach's... initial idea to brighten up, you know, from that tone of, you know, what Batman Superman was, only because it needed to be that Gotham from what I was reading. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you can see the difference in definitely what's about to happen with Justice League and, of course, even with Wonder Woman.
Right, you know,
not to have that.
Right, and it's like that, you know, it's kind of like... like I said, you know, we can see it with Superman. Like, we saw the glimpse of Superman trying to be the Superman that everyone knows and loves. Mm-hmm. But, of course, that's why I like the story, because humanity is a race full of assholes. So you can't be that way. Can't kind of be that way if everyone just kind of unappreciative. So
now, see, but you know what the thing is for me? I think it's more genuine when DC does it. Because not even just DC, more or less, but even when they did Watchmen and they did... What was with that? Really not in the universe, DCU universe. Mm-hmm. It was Watchmen and something else.
Curse of Black Friday?
Which one was it?
Wait, was it like the story that was inside Watchmen?
No, he's in another movie.
Just the whole, the feel of that film.
Okay.
Long story short, though, it's cool to do that, but, you know, I guess you've got to, it's got to be different. So I think when Man of Steel came for me after Watchmen, because I loved it. You can tell it's more genuine. That's the whole point I'm really trying to say, is it felt more genuine that they're trying to do that in that light. But then when you get whoever had the rights to Fantastic Four, and then they do that last rendition, and you're like, it just, come on. Are you trying to ride a wave, or are you trying to, you know what I mean? Because that was at the heels of a lot of the dark. It's like, that's not real. I feel like you're doing it because you think that's what's going to be profitable at that moment. But you can't jump off the heels of the Dark Knight trilogy with Christopher Nolan and you bring us whatever that was. You know what I'm saying? Mm. It just didn't fit, I guess, that you know, that same genre and tone type thing where it felt more authentic. You know what I mean?
Right, it just didn't.
You know? Now, how Marvel did it? Low key, because I think Incredible Hulk just was, it was dope. I think it felt,
it really was, man.
You know what I'm saying? I think it's so underrated, that film, because of the box office numbers, but I think that was a dope look for them. But for them to even bring it back and go the route that they do with Netflix, I think that's a dope balance. So, you know, you just got to have a balance, man, where everybody get what they want.
Right.
You know what I mean?
DC getting smart, that's all.
Here we go.
No, I'm not going to go.
No, I agree with you.
Yeah, they're just getting smarter about it. Not trying to make their own lane. And trying to do
they should have fucking done it.
Yeah, instead of trying to follow Marvel.
Right, just don't keep up with Jones. Do you. Don't worry about everyone else.
All right, a man, Gerard Carmichael, signs a deal with Fox to do some more TV things.
I ain't mad, man. Like, shit, he needs to, man, because NBC fucked him over.
Mm-hmm.
So, fucked my man over. And Carmichael Show was, to me, one of the best comedy shows on TV. Hands down. You know, especially to have it on network television. The shit was dope. So, you know, since it got canceled on some bullshit, let's keep it 100. You know, I'm glad he, you know, he getting more work out here. You know, low-key, I kind of want to, because he was in that Moonlight video, low-key, I kind of want to see him in season 3 of Insecure. That'd be dope.
She got paid too much money.
Is that my man that was on Transformers or no?
Yeah.
He's in Transformers.
Yeah.
Who was in Transformers?
Gerard Carmichael.
Yeah. And what, in the King one?
Yeah, last night.
The one I didn't.
Yeah,
I haven't seen
it
either.
Yeah.
So.
He got his
It's horrible, isn't it?
Huh?
It's horrible, isn't it?
You know, the story is the same template. way back when, and then. But
long
I just,
ago.
The visuals, man.
Right.
That's what draws me to that movie. Ain't nothing else about it. I'm not a fan of all the stuff they be doing years ago. And then there's a real twist that I really hate. You would hate it too, probably. But it's just the visuals, man. They G, and that's what get you know. That's why I had to buy that.
Yeah, yeah. I will give the Transformers movies credit on their visuals. Out fucking standing.
They set it. The bar, man. It's nothing like Pacific Rim came out. They visuals was killer. Yeah, so I'm hyped Pacific to see what happens in March with the second one.
Me too.
But right. The, you know, Transformers last night and all that, man. I felt like they should. I thought they was gonna go another route, but just same thing, same format, man. How right. Michael Bay. Yeah, Michael Bay with the mess.
Hand me the fuck nigga script, please.
Yeah.
All right. Next up, Kung Fu reboot to get a female lead.
I'm with
if you
it.
Remember when Kung Fu, David Carradine, rest in peace.
I'm with it if they use the same choreography. Wait, what platform?
They Netflix.
Netflix would be different. If it's Netflix, then they can put Daredevil.
Am I reading that wrong? Oh, no, yeah.
But if not, they need to have the same.
Is that Netflix? No.
They need to have the same choreography as Into the Badlands.
Yes.
My fault, because I just read something on this little ticker.
It's on Fox.
Yeah, then they need to call it into the Badlands.
It's on Fox, yeah.
Yeah.
Into the Badlands.
I mean, this is the third reboot for them. Man. This is the third reboot for Kung Fu. I don't know if you remember Kung Fu, The Legend Continues.
Yeah, but that was with his
son. Derek Carradine and his son. That was
but
a cop.
Derek Carradine was like 77.
Was he really, though? Because he was like, he was supposed to be that old, but we come to find out he still lived 20 more years before he killed himself.
Dude,
so you're saying he was 97 then when he killed himself?
David Carradine in that was probably like 50.
So he died at 70?
All I know is Bruce Lee should have had that motherfucking role.
I mean, I was originally supposed to be Bruce. Bruce Lee came up with the concept, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yo, is this even real? Breaking news with Netflix makes a game-changing deal for Shaft reboot?
You're supposed to be coming out. Yes.
Why the fuck?
Supposed to be your homeboys and Shaft's son.
Yeah, it's going to be Samuel Jackson's son. Yeah.
No.
And his homeboy from Survivor's Remorse.
Luke Cage, they're going to blow it.
It's a homeboy for Survivor's Remorse.
I'm just like, do we just... niggas just need to start reading again or something, dog. No, for real, like...
David Carradine was 70.
Why are we rebooting 73. Every... Fuck it. Hey, y'all want to just create a script off of Blackula? Submit a script for Blackula?
Hey.
Hey, but low-key...
That's what Vampire in Brooklyn was.
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, I'm just saying, like... We
that was
just,
good, though.
Just bring
movie.
It back. I'm just saying, like, you know, why are we rebooting, like, shit?
This is going to get to that place right here. The world went crazy for Luke Cage, right?
Right.
It did really good as far as their ratings, I guess. Mm-hmm. So
it shut down Netflix.
Now, if you're going in for that vibe and tone that Luke Cage had, just it brung that nostalgia to us.
But so, you're not going to have that, though.
Make know, that shit like The Wire and like, be dope, my
nigga. They just probably... I never diss Netflix, low-key, but...
That shit going to be Rosewood, if this is,
I hope they don't really push for it, man.
Man, make that shit... Look, if you make that shit like The Wire...
But ain't nothing going to be like The Wire, man. Oh! Mention that. My bad.
The Deuce. Yes.
Fucking good. I watched the first episode.
Dude, yeah, I got to start watching. I heard, like, most of the people in The Wire.
The Deuce.
Yeah, it's the same dude from Simon... Corwell that did The Wire. This one's set in 1972 New York.
Porn industry, right?
Porn industry, yeah. Ooh. And that, you know how Manhattan used to be the porn capital downtown? Yeah, so they basically all up and down
walk
there.
Walk through Times Square if you was four.
Dirt Diggler.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, why? No.
Dirt Diggler of NY, my nigga.
Yeah, so James Franco's playing a set of twins.
That's what I heard.
Oh, that's funny.
It's kind of ill, though, but it's kind of ill. I was sitting in the shot like, man, I guess they could have got some twins, but then you got to hope that both of them can act and all kinds of stuff like that. So just hire James Franco and, you know, let him give him some weed. He'll be good. Terminator 6 sequel.
I can't with that one.
It's supposed to go. It's 3 through 5 didn't happen.
There's no creativity.
This is James Cameron, though, this time.
Yeah, he's but producing. For what? What's he trying to do? This?
He said that he's making this a direct sequel to 2.
Yeah,
he's not directing
this. It from Judgment Day.
Arnold Schwarzenegger's 84.
It's not even about Arnold. I think it's just
and they bring it back Linda Hamilton too.
That's the whole.
She's like 60,
but she's still. That's his ex-wife too. She's still brolic.
I'm just saying.
You again front.
Let's pick up from a film that was made.
But that's the
and they need to get Homeboy some money though. Y'all seen how Homeboy looked? That was in the dude that played John Connor in the second one.
He looked horrible. A kid.
Oh, you're talking about dude from
the kid.
Oh, you're talking Errol Furlong.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he ain't looking that good.
If you don't bring him back, don't give me nothing. Because
he got to lose some weight. They got to put him on a weight train.
It don't even matter.
He big.
You thought Lord Winslow looked bad.
I was like, look at.
You thought Lord Winslow looked bad.
Oracle, pull him up, Oracle.
You thought Lord Winslow looked bad.
Jesus. Stop, man. Oh, man.
Jesus. Lord Winslow's only 10% bad compared to him.
You breathing like this?
Oh, yeah. You like he did heroin and got fat.
Are you serious?
Yeah, so he looked like he did heroin and got fat.
Oh, snow.
Yo. He looked like he looked
horrible. Yo, bro, he looked like Johnny Depp after he just filmed Edward Scissorhands and didn't take the makeup off.
Y'all remember Slog from Goonies?
Stop.
Stop.
Without the hair. I mean, with the if he had the hair, if Slog had hair.
He looked horrible, live, huh?
Let the nigga live.
Man.
It's
20 years. So, y'all trying to see this Terminator 6?
I'm going to see it on GP. I'm going to keep it 100. I'm not going to act like I'm not going to see it.
I'm going to wait for the trailer.
There you go. But James Cameron's not directing it. He's producing
it. No, he's producing it. But the thing is, if the story is going to continue from Judgment Day, I'm definitely going to be curious.
I don't even remember the story.
From number two.
How do you not remember Judgment Day?
Because
Judgment
it's
Day
fucking good. 25 years ago. That's why. What the fuck?
Teddy, you might lose your nerd card here. Hey, somebody should put your shit at the proclamation.
I'm just out of nigga. Hey. Y'all want to write a motherfucking sequel to Gone with the Wind, nigga? Let's see who wants to pick up on that shit.
I got Reconstruction.
They never go into those classics. They don't touch those, dog. They leave those right alone. That's what you got to do with Judgment Day. I think when they did Terminator 3, they threw it out the window.
Because 2 was fucking perfect, man.
Salvation was dope. Low-key, Salvation was dope. That was a good reboot. But then I don't know what it was that it just didn't get, you know...
They thought Game of Thrones. You thought having a
Genesis,
Christian Bale, right?
That dude was writing for Genesis was trash.
And they showed everything in the goddamn trailer. Like, fuck it, I ain't gonna watch it. Thank you.
They could have had it though. You know why? Because the girl,
she was cool.
She was dope.
But she was written that way. That nigga.
And I'm gonna keep it 100.
Who was that, John Connor? Where the fuck that nigga?
John Gordon.
Then he's a virus all of a sudden.
You talking about Captain Boomerang?
That was what. Yeah. See, that's the problem for me with that.
He was a virus. I don't even remember this shit. That's
the way they brought Arnold into the mix. I think that was dope because it felt legit.
Basically.
And especially, you know, the whole skip 20 years and,
the
you
first
know,
20
still...
minute, 20, 30 minutes of the movie was decent.
Basically, Doctor Who is Skynet. Infected John Connor, fucked everything up.
They mess up because whoever does the Terminators, they go for the one actor that's popping at the time. And the kid that played John Connor that was cybernetic or whatever.
He was in
Act of Valor.
Yeah, it's Captain Boomerang from Suicide Squad.
Captain
Boomerang from Suicide Squad.
That's him.
That was the...
That's
Salvation.
No, John Connor or Kyle Reese? I'm thinking, wait a minute, we're getting confused.
We're talking about two different movies. I was talking about
Genesis.
No, that's what I was talking about.
That's Captain Boomerang.
No. We're talking about, wait a minute.
He plays John Connor, no.
No, John, oh, John, oh, no, you Christian Bale's in Salvation, right?
Yeah.
I thought we were talking about Genesis.
You are talking about Genesis.
No, look, I was. But look, Genesis got Captain Boomerang, and he's playing Kyle Reese. And, right?
That's his name? Yeah. You talking about the dude from A Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, right?
There you go.
Okay,
he was hot for a hot second, so they threw him in a few movies. And it's the same thing they did wrong with Salvation, because Salvation had that kid with
Jack Courtney
that played Avatar, the main character in Avatar.
Are you talking about Willinson?
Yeah, he was like, you know...
Sam Worthington.
He was
real hot.
He was the sleeper. I think they go for the hot actor
at that
moment, throw him in the mix, and that's where they mess up at. You're trying to balance out what Arnold's not going to bring to the table anymore. But it's like, nah, man, you can't go out like that, man.
They ruined it with Genesis, man. As soon as they killed John Connor, I was like, well, there ain't no point in fucking Terminator no more.
Mm-hmm. That was a whack route. I thought they should have really just.
I'm like, so you don't turn John Connor into a Terminator and that's it?
That was whack.
I'm like, what the fuck is the point of
that? It had its moments in the movie, though, but it was still whack, though.
The only thing that was dope was the way
I bought it because of Arnold. I'm going to keep it 100.
The old T-800 came through and wrecked the original Terminator. in the very beginning of the movie. That was the only G part because, like I said, when he took out, when he basically Terminator 1 ended in like 15 minutes.
The way they jumped in, right, that was hard, man. Come on.
I was like, cool, I'm fine with that.
But then after that, I loved everything they was doing around him being there, them going into the future or whatever, and then him staying waiting. I thought that was dope. I think just the whole intertwining with, what's his name? John Connor? What's it?
John Connor.
Yeah, that was whack. That killed me.
All right, next up, John Wick fan experience coming to Times Square.
What's going on with that?
You can do this John Wick. You could be John Wick in live action John Wick.
I'm with it.
Yeah, I might have to see about this.
It's a lot of niggas that's going to be injured.
You told me to get down and spray.
We didn't say do an action role, sir.
This is what I said. I'm in the hospital, man. Oh, you in the hospital? What happened, man? Man, I tried to do this barrel roll at the John Wick experience.
I tried to jump in, dual wield, and fell on my keys.
They told me to take him out, but I forgot that my other apartment.
He bruised my whole thigh, man. Fuck my shit up.
All right, next up, Lupita Nyong'o and Kristen Stewart to star in Charlie's Angels reboot.
Stop, please, man.
Wait, Kristen Stewart. Wait, whoa.
Why?
I just want to make sure we're talking about Twilight Kristen Stewart, right?
Mm-hmm. I'd rather see her running in Colombiana.
We're
going to
get a pumpkin here.
My gosh.
It's coming. Somebody sitting there right now, like, that's a great idea, too.
This is why I listen to the podcast. I'm down with Lupita being in it. Kristen Stewart, nah.
What, because she has the same expression all the time?
Now, if they go gutter with it, though.
Like, it's Kristen Stewart, though, G.
She can go gutter, though.
When?
How? When?
I think she was dope in Don't Judge Me. But
you would say Snow White and the Huntsman?
But not.
The army scene. That's it. I think that was dope. I think she was epic running through there and all that doofiness.
Man, look,
but that
was
it. Look,
hey.
But if they went gangster and they had her look like she be wanting to look in real life, you know, that whole cut off hair and all that.
They should just say fuck that and just, instead of rebooting Charlie's Angels,
that was wings.
Make a new Rush Hour.
Not even Rush Hour, man.
I tried to do the TV show.
Nah, with two girls, the two Rush Hours.
Why don't they do Cagney? What's the
niggas at Cagney and Lacey?
I was gonna say that, yeah. But I was thinking
ain't that Rizzo and Isles? Ain't that the same shit?
Damn, that's the same thing.
I don't know.
And I was
about
thinking about
that.
what's the one with the Laverne and Shirley?
Gabby, though.
What, like Thelma and Louise? Niggas just name it all.
Hey, yo, you stupid.
I mean, shit, Laverne and Shirley. I'm not surprised it's not, that ain't came back. I used to fuck with Laverne and Shirley as a kid, too, for the record.
Oh, I did, too. I had no choice.
All right, Men in Black spinoffs will be coming in 2019.
Oh, come on. They bored. They reaching
for everything, dog.
They
like,
reaching for everything.
Like,
because you know what they're doing? They're going into the history books and they're seeing what popped off in this time and moment. What films made an impact? And they don't care if the movie's
you know
whack.
What the strange it's thing is, though? Like, what made, like, why are we in the season of reboots?
We've been in the season of reboot forever.
No, I know. But I'm saying, so, for example,
motherfuckers ain't creative no more. That's why.
Is it really that they're not creative, or is it the fact that like the way the society has changed?
It's money.
No, you know what? That's what it is.
It's money. It's not about being creative. They don't want you to be creative.
Nostalgia.
Get what makes that money?
You can bank. Look, it's so much money in fucking nostalgia.
Yeah, it is. It is.
So, dude, nostalgia is one of human mind's greatest weaknesses. Period. Yeah. It's so easy.
Why
do you think Will and Grace came back?
Real shit.
But here's the thing. I don't even think that's a problem. Like, you can do nostalgic films. Like, some people want to see stuff come back. But, like, when you're doing, like, 6 and 7 reboots of the same shit that has been rebooted, you know what I mean? Like, Spider-Man's been rebooted, like, what, five times already? Yeah. It just within this 10-year period.
But what's Spider-Man to the studio?
So, I mean, yeah, it's a cash grab. I mean, people are going to see it. But I understand that. But now we're, like... So we're doing. I mean, I'm sure he's about to announce that the Coming to America reboot Coming to America sequel.
And I don't have that many problems with it.
But it's not even as problematic. I'm just like, what I'm trying to figure out is like, so we're rebooting these movies that were impactful, but what is it that made them impactful in the first place? Yeah. Like, is it because
their originality?
Well, not even necessarily just the originality, but because. Back then, it wasn't a 6-second rule on entertainment. You know what I mean?
Like, they scrub your attention in 6 seconds.
Right. Yeah. I mean, like, basically, like, you know, we We literally waited for movies.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? A whole year. You know, we actually went out and purchased it because we didn't know if it was going to come out. Just like we always talk about with music. Like, we have to argue with motherfuckers now about what's a classic because niggas is calling shit a classic within 48 hours.
I can't with that one.
You know what I'm saying? And we didn't had a chance to sit with it for a week to try to, you know, analyze and you know, decide how we feel about it.
Yeah.
True.
So now I'm thinking about the movie, like, Men in Black. I was like, why was Men in Black hot? Like, is it because of Will? Is it just because
it was the dynamic of him and Tommy Lee Jones playing off each other, I think.
And I don't think anybody had touched, you know, that realm. Like, you know, it's just, you know, friendly aliens and, you know, it was just kind of like its own kind of world.
Yeah.
And then nigga dropped a fucking video and soundtrack with it. Like, and niggas was kept, like, cats was, like, in college fucking with this.
Yeah. Then they dropped the animation. And,
right, yeah. And that, but you think about that now, that would never happen.
And nothing could sit that long enough to get all that love.
That's real.
Couldn't sit long
enough. I mean, it probably could. Well, you know what? They can't. Like now, like I'm thinking about, like, I wonder if the next jump off, if they're actually able to pull. So let's say the movie studios figure out a way to make these animations oracles. Live action films, dope.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And just imagine what that would look like at that point. So imagine Transformers visuals with, you know,
Thundercats plot.
Mm. A Thundercat or like Daredevil plot, like something that's dark, that's a little, you know what I'm saying, and has the ability to really pull this off. Because right now, nigga, like, it's funny because we talk about nostalgia, and the millennials are now also in the nostalgic mode. You know what I mean? Like, niggas, like, I've seen, like, meetups on Facebook to go run through the, you know, Forest Park, do the Naruto one, do the Naruto run.
Yeah. Or scream like Goku and, no.
At Forest Park.
Right.
It's a meetup. To scream like Goku.
I just want
to
see the pictures
for
that.
20 minutes.
Niggas basically acting like they going Super Saiyan.
It is a bunch of niggas. Yeah. Is that right?
You're about to bless a bug vessel out there.
Right. Screaming. Right. And these motherfuckers.
Please email us a video, man.
They are meeting up to do this. This is what I'm saying. Like,
so
this shit
pops?
Yeah. Wow. Like, it's groups of motherfuckers that's running through, you know, parks. Like with the hands back, like the little Naruto run.
Yeah.
Running around motherfuckers with kids and shit.
Smacking the shit out of little kids. They flailing with eyes and shit. Like, oh, I'm sorry, baby. I'm just running.
Oh,
but
man.
But it's nostalgia. That's crazy.
Like I said, one of the human mind's greatest weaknesses. I'm just saying.
So, Kenya Barris is writing the new Coming to America 2. I mean, I'm not. He's good with Blackish, man. So, and they should have been did this sequel. Eddie, they don't know if Eddie's gonna be involved or not yet. Eddie's gonna be involved because he wrote the shit.
That's some big shoes.
Yeah. Oh, he wrote the continuation.
He wrote the original Coming to America.
No, I'm talking about this one. This
no,
one.
No. Kenya Barris from.
Oh, she wrote it. Oh.
No, it's he.
Oh, he.
He
oh.
from Blackish. That writes Blackish.
Oh yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know, man. I don't think they should really touch it necessarily, unless
it don't feel right
now. If you gonna bring out an all-star cast with it, that's the only way I think you could do this.
Why something not? Or why don't you just call it something else?
Yeah, why just go new?
So people assume that it's a sequel. So, like, you know, call it Hakeem the Dream or some shit like that.
But it's supposed to be Coming to America too. They're not rebooting it.
It's continuing from.
But that's what I'm saying. Instead of, but when it has that attachment, it's a little weird. You know what I mean? Like, almost
there's a standard we're going to look for.
Right, exactly. Instead of it being like a spin-off.
Saying, but I mean, it's still going to have the same thing associated with it. It ain't going to matter.
But I love Blackish, though, so if he wrote that, I'm
not sure.
I don't
know if it would. Like, I'm thinking like a spin-off.
Because Eddie's got to come. You almost need to go kick it with Eddie for like 2 or 3 weeks unless there's to get this together and hammer this bitch out. Because I want you to do some characters. I want all that
Eddie's
shit.
He's on another level, gotta, though. You know
I know, but I mean, but Eddie do. If Eddie gave him the rights to do this, he can do it.
What if Eddie's not even in that place no more, though?
He gave them. He wrote the original.
I don't think he's been in that place.
But that was fucking 30 years ago.
The last movie he did, he was like some
I don't know. He just had a hat on the whole time or something, man. He was
talking Mr. Church.
Mr. Church, man.
Oh, you talking about
Major Negro? I didn't even get to see it, but I was like, I don't know what's going on, man.
You know what, 2010 Beggar Vance
name? Snap.
In 2000, no, that was...
Eddie, come back,
no,
man.
That was like last year.
That was last year or something. That was last year.
That was last year.
Beggar Vance, man.
And he's always going to be an epic dude, man. It just...
It's changed.
We're not going to get the Coming to America Eddie, the Golden Child Eddie. We're not going to get the Raw. We're not going to get
the... But here's the thing, though. I think people just have an expectation of shit, like, and don't realize, like, I think, and this is just my thoughts, people, it's just like the party time, like, mm-hmm. like being a promoter. You come in the game with a group your age, like, people that really fuck with you and do the stuff that mm-hmm. you do, right?
Your peers.
And as you age, they age with you. So the shit that used to be hot with y'all, it changes. Because yeah. the younger group comes in, so it's not really the same. So, like, for example, we talk about Def Jam 25. That shit's funny to us because it's nostalgia.
Yeah.
But, like...
They won't get some of the jokes because some of them are... You have to be in that
right,
time.
Right,
yeah, my
dated,
son would have never even
but,
been
But
like,
even
yeah.
the physical comedy doesn't go over the same as it may now. You know what I'm saying? Or vice versa.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. So, like, to ask Eddie to write something that's going to be, you know, comical...
Right.
To the masses like it was because...
Well, no. I'm not saying necessarily he needs to write it. I'm saying input, that he needs input. To get some input. Like, what
yeah.
characters
oh,
could,
yeah,
do you
yeah.
want to do for I can yeah. flip this? We're going to bring back the Jewish dude. We're going to bring yeah. back Sexual Chocolate. Were he DJing now or something? Or like, no,
yeah,
I'm just saying,
yeah, yeah.
no. Like,
you want to keep that authentic feel. You don't want it to be a just complete, you know, like...
Like, you got to do all-star cast. You got to put Kevin Hart in there. I mean, I know people maybe overcompensate with, like, Kevin Hart. You put Dave Chappelle in there. You gotta put...
But I don't know,
you
dog.
Put... You get... Man, you get...
I feel like that's a barbershop setup, G.
What do you mean a barbershop?
There's a way... They can do it.
Like, it's a setup like barbershop. Like, it's not gonna have that same...
Barbershop 3 was good.
Barbershop 3?
Barbershop 3 might be the best one.
Yeah, I heard.
I haven't seen it.
Barbershop 3 might be the best one. No bullshit.
Yeah, I heard it was. I heard.
Malcolm Lee directed it.
Okay.
Best man, you know.
Right.
Is it safe to say maybe
no,
just let
wood,
it go? Let it be?
Yeah, I mean, no, I mean, I do say in general, let it be.
Well,
but I'm interested to see.
Well, like, what he comes over. Well, that's what I was saying, like, but if you make it a spinoff, then it necessarily, like.
A spinoff, then you don't have
right,
that
right,
tie.
Right,
see,
exactly.
My one issue is with all these kind of articles in general is, yo, just don't let me know that y'all fucking even doing this shit till y'all fucking going to production.
Don't even let
Why
me,
is it even a rumor
Don't even
out
let
there?
Me know
I
this
buzz,
shit.
I mean, it's a part of the PR.
Don't
I get
let,
it.
Don't even let me know this shit
it's how you
until
get
the trailer drop, nigga.
No, I mean, now you can
see,
let me know.
That's
the
problem.
But no, people will find out and see people in Queens walking
yeah.
around like, what? Hold on.
You put the
What is
RCL out.
Hall and Eddie Murphy
yeah,
are walking
look,
around in Queens
no,
for?
That's fine, but you let them do it. That's grassroots.
But look, you put the idea out.
Mm-hmm.
That's gonna
oh,
get
you
bust.
Think that's what
they're
doing though, just
Absolutely.
To see how many people want to fuck with.
That's a lot what DC does low key too.
Yeah,
because that's how you figure out a lot of DC. Just what cut ties to the whole concept of
yeah.
the continuity, right?
Right.
But that's off the buzz off of what everybody was saying. From oh my god, they're gonna do that? No. You know, so it was a lot of you get the feedback that you might not want to hear, yeah. but you need to hear to give
before
you,
get before you get into production and spending
decision.
Money.
Oh yeah. Cause you could do. Look,
that's a good point.
Superman, whatever that was with Nicolas Cage was about to come out. Dudes was in suits,
yeah,
hanging on wires.
Yeah, yeah, they was making up.
But there
right.
was no social media back then, and there was no internet on
or
that.
Or
level
nobody to be like, no,
to
this
give
ain't
you
a good look.
Idea, like, yo, that's not gonna be a good look. Don't do it. So it's one of those they
point.
Have to do it, especially now, because it's too many different outlets for entertainment. Whether you're watching it in the theater or you're watching it on Netflix at home or you're watching it, you know, on your computer. There's too many ways. So it's not a focal point anymore, the movie theater being the iconic spot for everybody to go to and spend their money. Nah, it's so diluted now, it's not even funny. You know what I mean?
True.
So they have to do it to figure it out. So if that's the case, look, I'm telling you, I don't do it. Leave the classic alone. If you can't get the original, nah,
don't
do
even
it.
Do it.
It's not worth it, man.
All right, next up, Avatar coming out with 4 sequels with a budget over
they said
$1 billion.
Stop that.
I know.
Stop
that. What's the point, huh?
Stop that. Don't transform yourselves, yo.
Yeah, and no, he just killed his credibility too when he said that about Wonder Woman movie.
What did he say?
And when he said it was they James Cameron, you know, yeah. the
he said
Wonder
like,
Woman.
Like, you know, like you y'all objectified her, y'all to make her strong.
Kid. Yeah, he was whack for that one.
She
was
strong.
Wait, did I miss him? It was a little OD. Yet Cameron was that hey, era that watched Wonder Woman on TV. So I don't know.
I mean, do we really need another Avatar though?
I think it's over. I thought that run was just out the window.
No, I said, no, they supposed to. It's supposed to be four of them now.
So look. 09 was the last one, right? Mm-hmm. Took it, 3 years to make that? Yeah.
Was that 09? Or was 09. It 08?
09.
09, okay.
3 years to make that. At this point, you're about to hit a decade. Why do four? I wouldn't even
they
do
say
it.
They're going to shoot them all at one time.
Ah, that's
you keep
why.
The budget tight.
That's why.
But it's a $1 billion budget, though.
They've been talking about that for years, though.
$1 billion, $1 billion for each movie or $1 billion on four movies?
I don't think it's worth it.
All four.
And I ain't in the mood to see all that again, man.
Well, $250 million per movie ain't bad.
No, it's not.
No.
Still. I don't know if Cameron's that dude right now, though, man.
Oh, Cameron forever be that dude.
Yeah.
Come on, it's the, come on.
Right now, though.
Alien.
What he do last?
Alien Terminator.
What he do last?
He did this documentary about him actually going down.
No, last thing he did was Avatar.
Oh, yeah, Avatar.
Avatar
yeah.
was the last thing he did.
This wasn't, yeah, far director. Yeah, then he did that documentary.
Cameron was like top chef in the time with Spielberg. Everybody, like they was. It's a different time now, man.
Well, y'all also remember Cameron. Also, you know, he actually invented his own way of doing shit. Like he invented new techniques and new even hardware and shit for that to use in his shit that no one else was using.
Yeah.
So you gotta remember, so Cameron Dell had that, he got that kind of creativity where he literally creates his own shit that no one else will ever use.
I mean, I love Avatar, don't get me wrong, I thought that was dope.
Oh but, no, it's the highest grossing movie, period.
Yeah.
So, and I'm talking about worldwide, like there's
before,
no movie fucking
before,
Avatar.
Look, before, four film,
mm-hmm.
that's a little gap, man. That's, by the time we get that, that's 10 years from the original.
But you know what? I'll say this, though. Whatever James Cameron going to put out, it's going to make money. Because, guys, think about this. The last high-grossing movie before that was what? Titanic. And who directed that? Cameron.
Yeah.
And then before that, what was the other high-grossing movie before that? Judgment Day. Who directed that? Cameron. So, you know,
so you're saying he could do 10-year gaps and crush it.
Hell, it's James fucking Cameron. Hell yeah. That's what's like. Don't...
Four Avatars after this? When this for this one?
Look.
Four?
I mean, it's
so you're
a,
making
it's,
a book.
You're I'm saying, it's a shot.
So you're doing Harry Potter because that's beyond Lord of the Rings.
I mean, you can, but like I say, I think it's kind of overextending it with Avatar.
Yeah, I think so,
but you know,
unless they, take it to
I'll say universe. He'll make his money. He'll make double, but he'll easily make back double. I mean, I say that much over 4 months.
You know what? I mean, I respect him though. So because
it is like I said, it's James Wan Cameron, so he can make double back on everything he do. So it ain't gonna be no problem.
Yeah.
All right, next up.
And not for nothing, he has Zoe Saldana Avatar out there butt naked running around that movie, too. Let's keep it 100. You talking about Wonder Woman? I can't. Sorry, man.
James, give us anime news for us.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and reach back in the archives of some of my wives back when I was a teenager, man.
Oh, snap.
Like, I want to say, was it 03, 04?
Yo.
So yeah, I was in high school. I don't know if y'all hip on it called Gungrave.
You know what? I read something on that not too long ago.
Ew. Basically, it's about this assassin, right? He basically got trained, you know, to be like a straight cold ass assassin, work for this crime syndicate and shit like that. Best friend ends up betraying him and killing him on a mission. It's up and kills him, right? Out of his, you know, when he decides to do some moment hesitation, he legit dies. Comes back through the scientist, basically gets reanimated, right?
Mm-hmm.
He basically comes back as John Wick for the most part. No bullshit.
Then, yeah, I saw the trailer for it.
And then he basically, and then he kind of takes this concept from like the original Django. You know how the original Django like carried around like a coffin full of shit, full of like guns and shit like that? Same kind of concept. So he kind of like mixed like Desperado. The original Django and John Wick would make the guy like reanimate, came back from the dead. Like John Wick came back from the dead and just start fucking niggas up. So yeah, man, they actually had a video game off of it too, man, for like PS2. That motherfucker was low key dope too. It's called Gungrave. So yeah, he carried around, but yeah, he called by the name of Beyond the Grave. Hey,
yo, that sounds crazy.
Yo, that motherfucker ill though. He be fucking niggas up, man. So but yeah, he called. But yeah, it's Gungrave, man. If you can find it, like, No, you can find it on like a Crunchyroll or watch cartoon online or Funimation or just if you just randomly Google some shit, even Fire Stick the motherfucker if you can't find it nowhere else. No, just being honest, you know. Check it out, man. Gun Grave is some dope shit, man. So, like I said, just think Undead John Wick. And then put like and give him like some shit like Desperado where he was carrying like a guitar case, replace that with a coffin. I say fuck with it. That's my news.
All right. Teddy, conspiracy theory. You sent him, but go ahead and expound upon it.
Well, there's a couple. Well, even before we go there, there's another animation that just dropped on.
You got one yourself.
Yeah, Netflix called Big Mouth.
I need to check that out some more, man.
It's a little crazy, dog. It's got Nick Kroll, Jordan Peele. There's a couple comedians, but it's basically like kids like writing... Like, we're like sixth grade and starting to get like hormones and trying to understand like girls and shit.
She's going through puberty and whatnot.
Yeah, so one of them like has this thing that kind of follows around that looks like the thing from Where the Wild Things Are called the Hormone Monster. he'll be in the middle of class and all of a sudden he'll make his Johnson rise just out of nowhere. So he'll feel like, he'll be like, you know what you gotta do. He was like, what do I gotta do? He was like, you know what you gotta do. So he'll have to go to the bathroom to clean the pipes. Hey, the whole thing's fucking ridiculous.
Oh, my God.
But it's funny as fuck. I don't even know who... I think Jordan Peele actually plays the hormone monster on there.
Hell no.
So it's called Big Mouth. It's on Netflix. It seems like it's kind of funny. Conspiracy news. Well, like, first off, so... Prayers, wishes, all that to victims of Las Vegas, man. It's crazy that we are living in these times. Like, it's like, I don't know if anybody would have imagined that we would be here talking about this.
Yeah, it's crazy.
You know. So, it's just a lot of, who, what, when, and why is all over the place. Yeah. You know, people don't trust the news outlets. So,
understandable.
Right, it's understandable. So, I know that we brought up one. So, I guess when it first happened, Twitter blew up and started just naming motherfuckers as the shooter. So, it was some right-wing people that said, it says there was about a dozen accounts have been circulating a photo of comedian Sam Hyde as the shooter. They said they were sharing photos of Hyde after a mass shooting as a meme for the right troll, like people on the far right. Then there was another details of a fake victim named Taylor Joshua saying that her daughter had been kidnapped during the whole shooting fiasco. There's another one that had like a German soccer player saying that this dude was ISIS and he was a Muslim. Like, so the whole, like, it's really weird that people are trolling a massacre. You know what I mean?
There's no heart out there no more.
Dude, it's crazy. It's crazy. So, the conspiracy is right now that, you know, it's a false flag. No, I don't know if it's necessarily the government, but they were saying, like, there's a couple things that don't really add up. So, one of them was dozens of concert goers reported the presence of multiple shooters. They said that there was a woman who warned concert goers that they were all going to die within 45 minutes.
Wow.
That said she was running through the crowd telling people they're going to die. She actually got put out. This is from a couple of different people.
Wow.
Damn.
They said, if you listen to the video, it sounds like a full automatic weapon. And full automatic weapons are, you know, really hard to come by.
Yo, it sounds like G.I. Joe. I'm going to keep it 100.
Right, it sounds like G.I. Joe. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yo, when I heard it, I kept saying, yo, that sounds just like the G.I. Joe bullets,
man. I was like, oh, that's military grade. I'm like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah, that's great.
They cost like 25 grand.
But the thing is crazy is that I was telling my wife about it. I think most of the people die from getting trampled on. When like in situation,
No.
But you got to think about so
saying,
many.
Though.
I'm talking about the autumn. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The people are just like falling,
run, oh,
and then like when people just stomping on somebody's head trying to run away. I'm not saying all of them. I was like, some of them didn't get hit by bullets. Somebody got trampled to death, probably.
They were saying that
you're talking about thousands of people like that, and people just dumping and people just running, just pushing people out the way.
Yeah, like 500 people. It's like,
that's what I'm saying.
Numerous reports from witnesses say that nearly all the exits were blocked.
Wow. Look, a rap concert is a safe place to go now, ain't it?
Shit.
too soon.
Yeah, I know. That was too soon. Hey,
way too soon.
I know, man.
And they were saying that, why did the shooter have as many as 10 firearms in this room? So there's a lot of people saying, like, it's false flag because...
You think it's set up?
Well, it was a report, like, that he shot himself. Like, so they were saying
they shot him. The cops shot him. But
well, they were saying their gun went off when they went in there. So everybody was like, okay. So your gun went off in there, but he had already shot himself. So you bust in and was frightened.
Blazing.
Right. Even though he had already been dead. Like, I don't know. That's a little weird to me.
It's sad. But I'll tell you thing. It's horrible when you look at it, especially waking up this morning to it, man. So definitely, man, send them prayers out for the families.
Yeah,
the
man.
That's too much, man. I mean, people got to deal with that. After effect, man. You know what I mean? Like, mentally. That's no joke. That's,
yeah.
You know. I mean, it's true, though.
Yeah, I'm keep 100. We used to go to 125th, man, on a Wednesday. Or was it Wednesday? It's years ago. This was in the 90s, man. They had this Grant's Tomb thing, and it used to be popping. So you go to the park on the west side first, and you come back down. You end up in right on 125th. So you post your car up, and you got everybody chilling. And it'd be that one person pop off a gun purposely. So that one whole side of 125th, you start. Now, imagine May Day parade on one strip, and everybody's at a standstill chilling. Cars left and right. I mean, I promise you, but you pop that gun off on one end of the block, and it's a stampede coming through one street. Mm. So you ever been to New York, in Harlem? Yeah, 125th ain't that wide. Especially you got cars parked on both sides and cars throughout the traffic in the middle, in the lanes. Crazy. Cats running over cars. But it was that serious, man. People do stuff like that, man. And that was just for the fun of it on the Lolo. I think dudes was just doing that to get everybody to run. It was just a weekly occurrence now all of a sudden. But
nah, these niggas is dumping, dog.
This dead serious. That right there was crazy. I seen a couple of pictures. I said, oh, man.
I didn't even watch the videos, man.
Yeah, man.
Only video I watched the dude, the country dude.
When he ran off.
Yo, he heard that dumping, like the camera went down. He threw his guitar around his back.
He was like, gone,
and got up off that stage. I mean, he threw
like
around
Last
his,
of the Mohegans.
Yeah, he did. Like yo, he had like his like little archery thing. No, threw his little bow and arrow around his back.
It's gone.
Too soon.
That was crazy, man.
My thing is like, damn,
man, it's crazy.
It's just so funny because everybody's trying to pin this man to like the other side. Oh, he hated.
He was Antifa, or whatever the fuck
I am. Antifa, and he hated Trump supporters, even though he loved country music.
He was a terrorist, no matter how you put it.
Oh yeah,
they still ain't even classified that shit.
No, they won't.
They not gonna classify.
They always like
the movie theater shooting, man. They ain't classified that.
Because one of my frat brothers brought up a good point though. He was like, they always try to say this is the biggest massacre.
No, I just keep getting worse. Shit.
Well, no,
this is pretty bad though. This ain't
this is the deadliest mass terror shooting in U.S. history. Even though East St. Louis had 700 deaths, Arkansas had 854 deaths. Tulsa Massacre had 300 to 3,000 deaths, and Rosewood had 150 deaths.
But they saying mass
shooter. I think it's mass shooter, like one cat.
Shooter.
I think it's one. I think they mean
mass terrorist shooting.
Yeah, but then how did most of the on the list? You know,
those are riots though. Those not mass shootings. Those are riots. That's a difference.
Yeah, like this is just straight up shooting. I think the difference
riots is over hours of just fucking with people and doing stuff.
It's
a difference in terminology.
I was thinking it's a terrorist attack.
It's
like,
a terrorist attack.
Yeah, but I think they're saying a terrorist riot.
They're saying terrorist, period. Call it. What they're saying is they're not calling any of that shit terrorist attack.
Oh, yeah. Well, you
but this is,
shit.
Right. Just like this isn't a terrorist attack because of who did it.
I mean, I don't even know. I'm supposed to be going to Vegas in this month. I'm glad it happened earlier. That too early.
You supposed to go this month?
Yeah, I'm going into this month for work.
I mean, you can't walk in fear. That's for one thing. And at the end of the day,
yeah. I mean, but
lightning can't strike twice at the same
place.
Well,
that's just kind of weird.
I'm
trying to get some levity and let people laugh a little bit.
But that's real, though. Yeah. Everybody's like, oh, this dude wouldn't shot up Vegas. Everybody's like, well, I'm not going to go back down there. Like, that's they were like, you know what? Like, Ice is like, let's go back there. That we did a really
the
good
same
job.
One. We need to move it around. We need to move it around.
Hey, yo, too, let's just, if you can donate, help. I mean, Puerto Rico's still in shambles.
Yeah,
too, man.
Yeah, man.
Real shit, man.
It's so sad to see these guys ain't power, nothing. So it's like, yo. So definitely, man.
They said it's worse conditions maybe than Katrina was.
Yeah, let me tell you something, man. You know, with everything that's popping off, but, yo, consider this, man. Puerto Rico to be part of the United States and to have to go that route, the way
Puerto Rico can't even vote.
Yeah, you can't vote.
They can't vote. They can't vote.
You're a territory for what?
They can vote.
No, they couldn't vote.
No, they can't vote for the...
No, they can't vote. They can't vote for the election.
They get a congressman, though. They get one congressman.
Yeah, that's cool.
You don't get to vote for the president.
You can't put your vote in on the president because you already know...
It's not 150. It's not one of the 50 states.
No.
They're trying to lobby. They're trying to lobby.
It's U.S. territory, but you can't vote...
But that was only because the interest in the land, the bombings and all that.
It's
just sad because it shows you, and I kept telling dudes, and I don't want to go this route with this conversation, but I kept saying to people that wall is not to represent what Mexico brings across. It's to represent what everybody brings across. So, like, no matter where you from, if you ain't a certain complexion, that wall's for you. The concept of it. The reality of it.
Real shit.
You know, and it's sad, man.
And
it's
motherfuckers
sad.
Oh, they can vote. They can vote for, they don't have a congress, but they can vote for in presidential primaries.
Right.
Yeah. So, but the thing that was fucked up is then you got motherfuckers that straight forget that Puerto Rico is a U.S. territory.
Yeah.
They're like, motherfucker, it's been around as long as Hawaii's been around. Be honest with you. Got quite the same fucking time.
I'm going to keep it 100, man. No matter what, man. I think Trump is just truly, he has a divide in his mind, and he doesn't care about it. And that's really what it is. For him, it's just whatever for y'all.
Tony, you're just blowing the fuck up.
All y'all can do for me is...
y'all assed out, basically.
Yeah. And that's sad. Because let me tell you something. Houston, Florida, going through what they went through, the help, you can't stop the help because they in the state. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Everybody driving down there. 9/11, everybody drove across... Firemen, whoever, to help contribute in some way and form. That's within the states. But just because Puerto Rico's outside of the states and it's you know, in the Caribbean, you don't do that, man. You make that happen, man. Whatever you have to do. You know what I mean? But it's just sad, though. It's sad. But then, you know, hey, what can we do? We got to change the game.
Yeah.
I'm running for something in 220-something. I don't know when, though.
You don't know what you're running
for? I don't know.
Shout out to my best friend. He's running for state rep in Illinois. Shout out to Curtis Tarver. He's running for state rep up there in Chicago area. So last up, Sleeve It or Leave It, our trailers. We only got three this week. First up, we have Ghost Wars, new TV show with Vincent D'Onofrio coming on Sci-Fi Network.
Ghost War? I just peeped that a little bit.
Leave It's on Sci-Fi.
Hey, you stupid. It don't look that bad, though.
No,
Meatloaf is the second sub star.
Yeah,
too.
I know.
Yo, I watched something on Netflix real quick. It was pretty intense. It's good, though. Charlie's Game.
Gerald's Game. I still haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, it's pretty good, man.
That's the one with the girl that get locked up.
The worst thing
she got tied up. Remember, we talked about that.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, it's not bad at all, man. I was like, yo, this is crazy.
Nigga had a heart attack.
All right, next up, Father Figures. This one is starring Owen Wilson, Glenn Close.
That should be coming out for hellas, dog.
J.K. Simmons.
I fuck with it. I'll give it a hot one.
I'm going to give it a one.
What
about you, Jules?
Yeah, or. Cool.
All right, last up, we have Double Play. This movie is actually from Ernest Dickerson, set in Caraco, starring my homeboy from The Walking Dead, the black dude from Walking Dead, and a couple other people. And it's basically about four guys playing dominoes, and they going through like they but they all came back together after a few years, and there's all the drama. They still in stuff they didn't have resolved amongst each other.
I'll give it a high walk. I checked it out. I'll go ahead and give it a high walk.
Yeah, I like Ernest Dickerson as director, man. Mm-hmm. He's probably one of the most slept on cinematographer in Hollywood. Mm. He's directed a lot of The Walking Dead. He directed Juice.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's directed like maybe like 7-8 episodes. Mm. He directed Juice. He did all the most of Spike Lee's early first 10 movies. He did all of them, cinematography on them. So yeah, I'm gonna sleeve this one, man. Yeah. I'm feeling it, Teddy.
I'm gonna go with an or. I didn't get a chance to watch the trailer. That was I forgot to pull that one up. But I'll give it an or. I'll give it a shot.
I'll sleeve it.
All right, everybody, make sure you... Oh, hold on. Shout out to Tank Bender, man. He had in our Facebook group. If you want to go to our Facebook, Marvel versus DC, if you want to join our group.
Hey, yo, I'm an editor on there.
Shout out to my homie, Tank.
Like I'm not part of that group, man.
You in the group.
I'm in the group. I don't feel like I'm a part of it, though.
Because you're a DC fan, man.
Nah, I got nothing to do with it, man. Is it because I'm Latino? I just want to know the truth.
No, it's a Latino.
I'm just playing.
What's a Negro?
Mi gente, dímelo, mi gente.
All my Latinos out there, I already know. Yo.
So shout out to everybody listening. Email straight OLC. Not straight. Damn. LandoCalPod@gmail.com.
Give Suburban
LandoCalPod on Twitter. Lando Calrissian Experience on Facebook. And if you want to join our Facebook group, Marvel versus DC, we in there talking about all kind of comic book stuff every day. So
we need to get these merch popping.
Yeah. You need to start going live. Let's start going live. Let's start.
You the cameraman, dog.
Let's do it, man. Let's get the people what they want.
All right. So we'll see y'all next week.
I ain't
peace.
Scared of you,
it's all right.
Go ahead, my phone. Holla, child. Peace.